Chapter 3. Woe to her that is rebellious and corrupted, to the oppressing city. She hearkened not to the voice. She received not correction. She confided not in Jehovah. She drew not near her God. Her princes in the midst of her are roaring lions. Her judges are evening wolves that leave nothing for the morning. Her prophets are vainglorious, treacherous persons. Her priests profane the sanctuary. They do violence to the law. The righteous Jehovah is in the midst of her. He doeth no wrong. Every morning doth he bring his judgment to light. It faileth not. But the unrighteous knoweth no shame. I have cut off nations. Their battlements are desolate. I made their streets waste, that none passeth by. Their cities are destroyed, so that there is no man, so that there is no inhabitant. I said, only fear me, receive correction, so her dwelling shall not be cut off, howsoever I may punish her. But they rose early, they corrupted all their doings. Therefore, wait ye for me, saith Jehovah, until the day that I rise up to the prey, for my determination is to assemble the nations, that I may gather the kingdoms together, to pour upon them mine indignation, all my fierce anger. For all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. For then will I turn to the peoples a pure language, that they may all call upon the name of Jehovah to serve him with one consent. From beyond the rivers of Cush, my suppliants, the daughter of my dispersed, shall bring mine oblation. In that day thou shalt not be ashamed for all thy doings wherein thou hast transgressed against me. For then I will take away out of the midst of thee them that exult in thy pride, and thou shalt no more be haughty because of my holy mountain. And I will leave in the midst of thee an afflicted and poor people, and they shall trust in the name of Jehovah. The remnant of Israel shall not work unrighteousness, nor speak lies, neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth, but they shall feed and lie down, and none shall make them afraid. Exult, O daughter of Zion! Shout, O Israel! Rejoice and be glad with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. Jehovah hath taken away thy judgments. He hath cast out thine enemy. The King of Israel, Jehovah, is in the midst of thee. Thou shalt not see evil any more. In that day shall it be said to Jerusalem, fear not, Zion. Let not thy hands be slack. Jehovah thy God is in thy midst, a mighty one that will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will exult over thee with singing. I will gather them that sorrow for the solemn assemblies, who were of thee. The reproach of it was a burden unto them. Behold, at that time I will deal with all them that afflict thee, and I will save her that halted, and gather her that was driven out. And I will make them a praise and a name in all the lands where they have been put to shame. At that time will I bring you, yea, at that time that I gather you, for I will make you a name and a praise among all the peoples of the earth, when I shall turn again your captivity before your eyes, saith Jehovah.